This is a tough passage. It's a small, condensed area, but it's kind of tough to kind of figure out what the Lord was trying to say to us. If we look in the Old Testament, there was two words that kind of come out. It's the fight between the world and the Word. Just lose that one letter. And that's the fight. The fight continues today. It's the Word of God versus the lifestyle of the world. So he begins to say to his disciples, you know, I came and I wanted to come as fire on earth. What happens when a fire comes? What do we think of, first of all, in the sense of a spiritual side of fire? Smoke. That would be part we could think of worship. Maybe came for that. Another part of fire we think of as a spiritual judgment upon the earth. And if you've ever been, even parts of northern Florida as you go, the fire seems to jump across the highway and burn things. And then a while later, what happens? There's newness of growth. And so I think he's telling his disciples, he originally, when he came, would have loved them in that fire to get sent out of the world and start fresh and let us grow in that regards. But he said there was something that had to happen before we have that final judgment. What did he have to do? He had to go to the cross. And you can see the anguish. He's going to obey the Father, but if you remember, he even asked if there's any other way. In his humanity, could this pass from him? Did it have to be? But the only way that we can have a relationship with the Holy God is for him to go to the cross to pay our debt. We couldn't pay it. And nobody on earth has ever been able to wash away their own sins. No matter what they are, hidden or visible, nobody has been able to do it. God would only take somebody who has sinless and cast those sins upon him. Take a moment and think of the worst thing that you've done. Maybe disappointment to others or yourself. And yet God, in his mercy and grace, has given you forgiveness. We all have things in common, and that is we're all sinners. And the only difference is, are we living in the Word? Are we living in the world? Those in the Word have accepted the work of the cross, and that has given us freedom, that it says we can now come boldly before God. Because God does not see us anymore in our sinful way, what does he see us as? Holy. It says we are like him. He sees like his son. Our sins have been cast aside. Isn't that nice to be able to go anytime in the day or anytime in the week to go in the presence of God? And that's what he's kind of telling the disciples at the time. I didn't come here, many thought, that I come to bring peace. I didn't come that way. And then he speaks to the multitude, because they're pressing in on him at the time. They want to see this one who is healed, done miracles. And they want to know, why is he? Who is he? And he said, the problem is when you decide who I am, it's going to cause division. Some of us have experienced that when we met the Savior, we were excited and we went to tell somebody in the family, and the family wasn't so excited. Some who believe in other religions, if somebody was to say that they were converted unto Christ, understanding that they forgave for their sins, put their lives at risk. The Jewish people, Those Messianic Jews that believe that Christ was the Messiah, a lot of them have lost all the benefits of the family. They've been cast out. They no longer have the family stature or considered part of the family. And if you ever study Hebrews, look at it as a discussion to the Jewish people of what Judaism offers and what Christianity offers. Judaism would say, look, we have the angels to look at. And we say, we have Jesus who is above and beyond the angels. We have Moses. We have Melchizedek, who was priest and king. Well, we have priest and king in Jesus. But he said, even in your own households, if you have five, there's usually going to be a division somewhere in there. Because there will be those that refuse to believe. It's nice when we can come together like this because we are joined by what we believe. And through the week, we may have gone through a pathway in this world that people we work for, people we serve, people that we run into don't want to hear the gospel, want nothing to do with Jesus. But how nice it is to come in the house of God where people want to learn more, who love him, serve him. And then that part of the relationship in the church, we can encourage each other. He says, kind of interesting that the people in their day were like the weathermen. We talked about that earlier this morning. There are weathermen that predict what the weather will be, right? And maybe we heard little sayings when we grew up. Red sky at night. Okay, sailor's delight, shepherd's delight. Red sky at night. Red sky in the morning is a warning. Okay, those are little things we hear. Then we hear on the TV and that, oh, you got 90%, humidity, it's going to be, 100 degrees or whatever. And Jesus said, in a lot of ways, you study those things, you remember those little things, and you can tell when it's going to rain, and you can also tell us when it's going to be dry and there'll be a drought. And you hold on to those, and you may look for it every day. What was the message key for last week? I'll put you on the spot. Believers, we ought to be. Hint. Watching. Did you do that? Did you do that with some anticipation this week? That it could be today? I was driving in Boca. And as I was driving, I saw the clouds. I was talking to my mom, and she was saying how beautiful the sky was at night. And I said, well, it's just as beautiful here. I said, it's like God took a paintbrush and he painted blue, and there were streaks of blue in the sky. And then there was white radiant coming out of that blue because it was coming to the point of a sunset. It was beautiful. And that reminds me, it could be today. See, the disciples were told last week when we looked at it, make sure you are watching for the coming. Because he is coming again. And then he says to this group, you hypocrites. You spend more time looking for what the weather signs are going to be than when the Son of Man will come. And he will come. And he says, how is it that you're not looking today? Remember, it is going to be common as you proclaim Christ in your life to have division and people not accept it. But it is your responsibility to continue, as he had said before, don't be greedy to look what you can get in this world. Put that aside and see how you can invest in others. Watch and be ready for my coming. My dad the other day, I said, you know, maybe he's coming soon for everything that's happening. There's so much division in the world. Do you agree with that? There's a lot. This is probably the most I've ever seen in my lifetime, division within our own United States. Not the just, but it's in the whole world. And when you bring Christianity into it, it just doesn't fit for these folks. It's going to cause dissension. Stand firm. Remember, he told his disciples before, stay firm to what you believe. But be watching, and don't be surprised when people turn away. It's a very simple message, to be on guard, to be ready, and to be looking. And when you see each other in the church today, encourage each other. There are some, anybody have a tough week? Something happened that beyond your control? Could you use a little prayer? Could you use a little word of encouragement? That's the job of our church today. It's still our job to get the gospel out. That's why we offered Bibles to put in the house, to put in your hand, to put in your eyesight, that you might get into the Word and spend time with Him. And even if family doesn't agree with your belief, this is your family. And that's why we're here, to serve others with the gospel and minister to each other. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this is a small group of believers, but it can be powerful in the name of Jesus Christ. There are many hearts here that love you very deeply. Some of us have friends of this church that are sick. We pray for healing and your presence and your comfort. We pray for Pastor Leah that you'll continue to heal her body, that she might return. And now we pray for each one here, for any need that they might have. We know you can take care of it. So we turn those needs, those concerns to you. And may we see you active in our lives. In Jesus' precious name, amen.